Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Digital evangelism, telling people about the awesome God we serve and His loving Son, Jesus Christ, digitally communicating that, the love of God to other people. And it's happening, you know, across the spectrum right now.
Yes, it is.
And it's powerful to have this kind of freedom, you know, that you have, at least outside of China, you have it.
For now.
And outside of Russia, I believe you have it, because I think evangelism was ruled illegal in some of the areas there as well. But John, tell us what's happening. What's Barna saying,
listen,
the Barna Group?
Well, listen, the Barna Group just released a new report. This is like fresh off the press.
Fresh bread.
And it's entitled Evangelism in a Digital Age of Infographic. Well, they write that with the ubiquitous use of social media and mobile devices, the way we communicate has evolved and inevitably has the way we talk about faith. And in a new report produced in partnership with Lutheran Hour Ministries, Barna asked American adults about how they discuss spirituality online through posts, comments, and profiles. Many Christians believe that technology and digital interactions have made evangelism easier. We found that in 3 in 10, 28%...
3 out of 10 people.
3 out of 10 people share their faith via social media, and almost 6 in 10, 58%, non-Christians say that someone has shared their faith with them through Facebook.
Let's look at that graphic right now. Yeah. You're seeing this. So go ahead now, say it again. So 28%?
Yeah, so this infographic got on the internet. 28% of self-identified Christians shared their faith via social media. Mm-hmm. 30% of self-identified Christians say they're just as likely to share their religious beliefs online as in person. 12% are more likely to share their faith through digital, right? 58% of non-Christians say someone has shared their faith with them through Facebook.
That's important.
Huge.
That means people haven't heard. 58%
of non-Christians, right?
It's huge.
Has said someone shared their faith online.
It's beautiful.
It's great.
Yes.
14% through other social media. Then, of course, 31% of self-identified Christians use digital communications when sharing their faith with a non-Christian. That could also include email, links, videos, Facebook, etc.
VFN TV, all the different medias around the world.
Absolutely, yeah. 47% of self-identified Christians agree that technology and digital interactions have changed how others respond when I share my faith. So it seems to be an openness there. 44% of self-identified Christians say technology and digital interactions have changed how they share their faith. So people are becoming more prone to sharing.
This is good, because remember, the original stat was 95% of Christians will not actually win one person to their Lord in their entire life.
In their lifetime, right.
And now, so these stats are saying there's actually more evangelism happening today than it's probably ever happened on the face of the earth.
Absolutely.
Right? Would you say?
Yeah, I would definitely say so.
That's beautiful, because when somebody gets that call in their heart and they feel that crying out for the Lord, and they say, you know, 47% say, or 58% say, they told me about Jesus. I remember who He is. Yeah. And then they would know how to relate to Him.
And what's also great, too, is that we're seeing so many ministries, so many things that are happening in the church, if you will, and people sharing their faith and sharing testimonies online, their own personal encounters with God, that it's easier now to be able to share those things because so much of it has been done and it's not regulated to what's happening in a building.
Right.
Now it's happening everywhere.
Right, right.
You know?
And so, and you think about that, you know, you look at VFN TV, every nation now over the world, and we're all over the world. We love, you know, you guys contacting us. You know, we're doing this together by you connecting and you partnering and you being a part of what's going on. We together are reaching the world. It's amazing.
We've talked about this for a long time. VFN TV really is a perfect venue to be able to share the gospel, the love of God, in a multiplicity of areas.
Yes.
Because we're seven spheres of culture oriented.
Yeah.
So whether it's business, education,
government,
arts, entertainment, government, media,
faith,
there is something that's going to connect with you. But
just
as important, there's something that's going to connect with your friend, a neighbor, a family member. Mm-hmm. And God is right in the center of it.
And so we're having a holistic conversation about life in general. It's not pocketed like this is our faith pocket.
Right.
It's like, you know, everywhere. Jesus was Jesus everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's so important to think about that. And I want to encourage you, if you haven't yet, you know, we want to hear from you. We're excited about celebrating over 21,000.
Come on.
21,000. 21,000 subscribers. Because you're subscribing to our new online YouTube channel. You can go to it at youtube.com/.
And growing.
Yeah, it's growing. We just began. It's been less than a couple, about 15 months or so we launched it. We're trying to figure it out. And I know we heard some of you talk about you wanted to have the whole program on our channel.
Yeah.
Well, we have Isaiah Ramos is going to be working on helping Amber Barr get that up for you so you can begin to hear the full program together instead of just the highlights that are going on. We're listening to you, and we're doing that. And we see 100,000 subscribers right around the corner. We're
going
to build. And every time you subscribe, we know it. We feel it. It's us connecting. It's us together. And we have so many good things in store for you as joining part of the family.
Absolutely.
Because I believe there's so much stuff coming at you. We got to pick our tribe. We got to pick where we're going to get our information from, that it's a good source, that it's legitimate, and these things are happening. And so we're mindful of that.
Yeah.
And so we're looking forward to doing that, including also offering you a free gift we have for you. It's a pre-release book, I Will Fight.
That's right.
We're putting it together for you. It's almost ready to release. It's Strategies for Success. We just want to give it to you. It's in the pre-release stages, so it's not being released yet, but you can sign up for it.
Sign up for it now, but also share it with a friend, a family member.
Yes.
Don't be greedy. Don't hold this on to yourself.
Yeah, right.
Get it out there, because you know what? You can communicate with someone else and go through the book together, and you'll learn these principles and these strategies will get cemented in your heart and in your mind.
And you got to go to vfnkb.com to get it. vfnkb.com to get it. And understand that, you know, so many people have been taught that if it's rough, if it's difficult, it must not be God. And the reality is that you got to fight. I mean, not physically fight. That's an easy fight.
Yeah.
The hard fight is to fight emotionally, to fight mentally, to
come
fight
on.
Spiritually, to maintain your faith, to hold on to the vision that God's called you to do, to not to quit, not let people put their stuff on you when God's already put his stuff on you. Like Saul tried to put equipment on David that wasn't his, but David already had his equipment. This is important because whatever you're doing, whether you're a governor, a senator, a legislator, a teacher, a father, a mother, a pastor, you're going to have to fight. Don't leave those sheep. Stay with that church. Fight to keep that church. Don't let somebody take that thing over when God's called you to be the pastor of that church, but
That's
you
right.
need help. And so we want to be able to give that to you. Go to vfnkb.com and sign up. It's the pre-release stages. It's eventually, but it's coming. If you sign up for it now, it's totally free. Think about this. God said to his son, Jesus, because Jesus said nothing and did nothing unless he heard his father, our father, say anything or do something. And he said, you go tell people about me. Go spread the gospel, the good news that God loves you, God's got a plan for your life, God sent his son to pay for the price for your sins, and that you can enter into the kingdom of God, the family of God, and be forgiven of your sins, but he's telling you to go. So we're talking about digital evangelism. This is so important, you
it's
know?
It's never gotten any easier than
it's
it is today.
Can you imagine answering to God? It's like, you didn't share the post.
You didn't hit click, you liked it,
you didn't subscribe to VFNKB's
VFN
TV. You know, you didn't do that
this
simple
is
thing.
Simple, right.
You didn't share. I mean, it's so simple right now to be able to have major impact.
Sure.
So what is this give and take of the
So give and take, yes, 4507. You have millennials, Generation X, and boomers, and they interviewed...
We're talking about digital evangelism.
Digital evangelism. Mm-hmm. They interviewed all three of, you know, these people.
So what's
groups,
the difference between
will.
Millennials, Generation X, and the
well,
boomers?
This is an age. I don't have the exact numbers for you, but...
But it's that's those age groups.
Right, age
millennials,
groups.
Generation X, and the
and
boomers.
And boomers. Well, 58% of millennials say technology and digital interactions have made sharing their faith easier. So 58% of millennials.
That's huge.
That's who's, you know, active.
That's the younger generation. Yeah.
Younger generation. 64% for Generation X. This is what they're saying.
Okay. Oh,
so it's gone up. Technology and digital interactions have made it easier for sharing their faith. 64%.
And of course, the baby boomers are more of a.
Those are our older generations.
The older generation.
Our older generation, right. But 39%.
Is that how you describe me?
Well, I didn't say you. I said older generation.
Okay.
But 39%, think about that.
That's pretty big.
That is big.
That's
because,
pretty big.
You know, that people are still sharing. That's
so
almost 40%.
These are the people, according to Isaiah, that were Skechers.
Oh, yes.
Right. 39%.
Isaiah and Jonathan,
and
yes.
Jonathan, right, right. Okay.
So now, in terms of technology and...
So these color codings are the top color.
Correct.
Only, I got it.
Yeah, yep. Now we're going to move to the right. Technology, upper right-hand corner. Technology and digital interactions make me more careful about how and when I share my faith.
What do the millennials say?
58% of those millennials.
True.
Yeah, true. They're concerned about how they share their faith.
What's Generation X?
53%. And 30% for
baby. So they're already thinking about how they share. That's good, because at the beginning of technology, people didn't think.
They didn't think at all.
They say this prayer and pass it to 10 people. It's like, hold on a minute.
Or all this prayer.
Yeah, right. Okay. I love you. I know you're awesome. What the guy said, you're awesome.
Yeah,
you're awesome.
We need that.
Yeah, we do.
Bottom left-hand corner, it is harder to have a private one-on-one conversation now than in the past, because people are so busy with phones and technology. Millennials, 69%, believe it or not. Millennials, same thing with Generation X and also with baby boomers.
So what is happening, personal interaction is
difficult. We're losing it.
Yeah, it's like I can share with you digitally about Jesus, but please don't talk to me, because I don't have to socially interact with
you. Because I'm distracted by a phone. If you look at that now, I mean, many, many people are distracted.
Right. Excuse me. What?
Yeah, exactly.
right.
But it's happening.
Yes.
There has to be some etiquette. We've talked about this in a program about learning to put this thing down, putting it away.
Well, some of the best things that you can do with somebody right now is turn your phone off.
Yes.
Turning it upside down is not a compliment on the table. Or letting it ring, look at it and go, I'm not going to get that.
Yeah.
That's not it. You got to be able to say, you're more important than this. And I remember seeing this family that we talk about, that they were on this $500 a night hotel. Mm. And I wasn't there, but I was actually there eating the food. And they were all there. Their father, obviously, a mother brought them there, but all of them, the father, the mother, and the kids, they were all on different digital devices, and they're in the midst of this beautiful place on the Gulf of Mexico, and they had all these wonderful things, but they were looking. They were totally distracted from the awesomeness that they were in because they were missing.
For a phone.
Yeah, they were totally missing it. And I was distracted because they were distracted.
And you were walking, put your phone down. You got a beautiful
family. They're missing it. It's like, you know, our relationship. I couldn't imagine not having our relationship.
No.
You know, we're on television, but we have an authentic relationship.
We do. And we don't take out phones when we're with each other. You notice that?
You did once. But other than
once,
that.
Once, but we don't do that. We enjoy it.
Of course not. All recording devices are
burned, thrown away.
Right. So what else do we have?
So last one on the right-hand corner. Mm-hmm. People are more likely to avoid real spiritual conversations than they were in the past because they're so busy with technology. 64% of millennials, 60%. Of Generation Xers and 45% of boomers. So those numbers are still consistently high.
Right. So this is very important. We want to hear from you. What are your thoughts? You know, the one thing, you know, joining with us as you are, and maybe haven't yet, but you can, you know, subscribe to our channel, you know, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, you know, partner with us like people are partnering with us. So us together, we can be reaching people with a whole word, a whole gospel, a foundation that slides in all seven mountains. We're focused on all seven mountains of them, including the VFN Dream Center that helps people that presently don't have a church to be able to connect or establish a church in their particular area. If you find out more details about that, you can see it on your screen at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. It is time. This is the ultimate thing, and we're going to close right here, but the ultimate thing that we're going to be held accountable for is, what did you do with my son?
Mm.
What did you do with Jesus, who I gave you? This awesome Lamb of God that you can read about in Revelation chapter 4 and 5, when everybody's turning, the only one that's worthy is Jesus to unloose the title deed to earth, the seven seals of the scroll that's being held in God's hand to redeem the earth and mankind. Understand, it's only Jesus. So the question is, what did you do with my son that I gave you? So this is so important. We shared our testimonies at meetmyfather.org. You can find out more about us, and maybe you can make that decision as well today. But also join the family. Share your comments below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We love hearing from you. I want to pray with you right now. Let me pray for you. Father God, just thank you right now for our audience. I thank you right now, Lord, that you're meeting their needs. You just showed me this morning in my time of prayer, there was somebody that needed healing in your back, below your back. I don't want to call that particular part out, but God's speaking healing right now over that part of your body. And I feel this is a husband and the wife, you've been struggling and carrying this whole huge pressure on you because your husband can't work and you're having to move now. You're losing your home and your kids are distracted. But I'm telling you right now, God told me about you. And the reason why he told me about you is so that he can deliver you from your situation. And I already prayed for you that you would be delivered from fear and anxiety, that your husband would be healed. Literally, it's going to be a creative miracle that he gets healed in that part of his body. He's going to work again, and your family's going to be whole again in Jesus' name. I just want to speak that over you. I speak blessings over you. We want to hear from you. That's you, and you were healed. We want to hear from you. But we say blessings over you, and we say, dear God, end abortion in America. Send revival to the world and a great awakening, we ask in Jesus' name. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.